Welcome back, podcast friends, to I Am Healthy and Fit. I Am Healthy and Fit is the affirmation that begins changing your health and fitness from the inside out. I'm Steve Jordan, your health and fitness coach. Welcome back, friends, to the I Am Healthy and Fit podcast. If this is your first time here, thank you for joining. And if this is not, thanks for coming back. If you guys haven't, please leave a review. It really helps. I've had some great reviews in the past couple weeks, and I want to just keep going on with this. Our listenership has increased dramatically, and I am on the path to breaking another record this month. Your help with that is appreciated. Today's podcast episode is with Trina Felber, the CEO and founder of Primal Life Organics. It is about a holistic and natural approach to oral health care. Did you know that every time you brush your teeth in the morning, evening, or whenever you should, it is helping not only your teeth look whiter and brighter or prevent cavities, but it is helping your overall health. Good health begins in your mouth, but the oral care products that you might be using could be sabotaging your health and you might not even know it. Well, Trina helps to tell you what you should be doing, how you should be doing it, when you should be doing it, and what kind of products you should be using, hers, especially from PrimalLifeOrganics.com. Her extensive care of oral health care products, skincare products, and general hygiene products are exceptional. They're all organic. She sent me a care package for doing this podcast with her, and I've been using it ever since. I love it. I'm a big, big fan. Trina, I know you're listening to this, and I want to thank you for those gifts. I am spreading the word, and this is going to spread it out even further. So, guys, listen up. Get the products. Go to PrimalLifeOrganics.com and even get a 50% discount on the teeth whitening product that she has, which is awesome. I haven't tried it yet, but I'm excited to. I'm waiting for the right time. And I know that's going to be soon. But guys, go ahead, get it, and enjoy this podcast as much as I did. Welcome, Trina Felber, the CEO and founder of Primal Life Organics, to the I Am Healthy and Fit podcast. Are you feeling healthy and fit today into the new year?
I'm totally feeling healthy and fit. That was my goal, to get healthy and fit, and I'm here. I have arrived.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited to have you on this podcast. Your PR agent reached out to me, and when he had presented your portfolio and your bio, I was super intrigued, because for so many years I've been expressing that health is more than just, you know, physical, the obvious, you know, how you look, how you feel day to day, the colds. It really, I think, belongs and starts in the mouth. I think that the mouth and your oral hygiene is the window to your health and wellness. And I'm really excited to get even deeper into this understanding, knowing that you're a registered nurse, which I need to know how you transitioned from that to going into this very specific, almost really obscure area of study and expertise, and how and why you're doing what you're doing. And you've got so many great products out there, from natural teeth whitening and oral hygiene care, from toothpaste and toothbrushes. It's a lot, and I can't wait to dive in. So the floor is yours. Please start with how you started.
Thanks, Steve. Yeah, it's not easy. You know, as a nurse, you know, you want to take care of people, but they're always sick. Everybody, you know, no matter where you are in nursing, you're dealing with someone that's not feeling well in some way or another. And my goal as a nurse was always to bring out the best, whether, you know, even when they're sick, to try and get them better. Because when you feel better and you're using good things, you eventually get better or feel better anyway. So anyway, to be a nurse in this role, yes, it's really, really exciting, because it's really, for me, it's an extension of my nursing care. I get to take care of people in a completely different way now. Mm-hmm. And I get to reach millions of people worldwide instead of just hands-on. So it's a lot different. But it, you know, as far as how did I start my business and start making products, and primarily we focus on, my focus is on oral care because, like you said, it is the window. I like to call it the gatekeeper to your internal health. And if your mouth is not in good condition, you are setting yourself up for internal inflammation, which can be, can mean chronic diseases such as heart disease and diabetes, as well as cancer, has been linked to chronic inflammation inside the mouth. So
actually, if I interrupt for 1 second, the Time Magazine did an article, a cover story over 10 years ago that really stood out. Said inflammation is the number one reason for disease. And you know, I think today there's so much more evidence, you know, based on that study and the numerous studies that are going on today. So you're spot on there.
Dead on, yeah. And what's really interesting is when you talk about oral care products, we've all been raised on the off-the-shelf brands of toothpaste, mouthwash. When you look at their marketing campaign and what they're telling you that they kill all bacteria. Like, they even put that all over their branding, kills 99% of bacteria. And when you stop and think about bacteria, most of us, when I say bacteria, you think, ooh, bad. But we have been ingrained to believe that. However, all bacteria is not bad. In fact, you and I are a house for billions of bacteria, and we basically carry bacteria from one place to another, but the majority of the bacteria we carry is good. It's what keeps us alive. It's what feeds our immune system. The problem with using regular toothpaste and mouthwashes and in products like that is when you're killing 99% of bacteria, you're not just killing the bad stuff, you're actually killing the good stuff too. Mm-hmm. And when the good stuff gets killed and gets wiped out, it's kind of like taking a harsh antibiotic and you end up with all the problems after the antibiotic. Mm-hmm. Well, imagine doing that every single day when you brush your teeth at least once or twice a day, that you're sterilizing your mouth, which is where your good bacteria should be growing. It's your first line of defense. It's where your immune system starts. And if you have no bacteria good inside your mouth to fight the bad bacteria that you get bombarded with all the time, inflammation, gingivitis, or gum disease, and cavities are the result. That's the initial, I like to call it leaky mouth syndrome. I talk a little bit, I've been coining the term leaky mouth syndrome. We're very familiar with leaky gut syndrome, but it actually starts in your mouth. The same thing happens inside your mouth where your gum tissue starts to become swollen and inflamed. And that's where inflammation gets inside your body. And there's a simple, easy solution. There's easy ways to take care of your mouth that don't mean using harsh ingredients. And we can go over those.
Yeah, I'd love for our listeners to get a glimpse into that. And then obviously we'll direct them to your site and all your products, and, you know, being able to have a more complete opportunity to help them, you know, from the get-go. So where do you start? I mean, if I've got, you know, inflammation, if I go to the dentist and they say I have gingivitis, or if I think I'm doing the right things, like I use Tom's toothpaste, where I think that may be right. I don't know if it is or if it's not. Where do I start?
Is it wrong that we brush our teeth? They want you to believe you brush your teeth to clean your mouth and clean your teeth and get rid of all the bad bacteria. Really, if we change our thinking to believe that the reason you brush your teeth is to keep your teeth strong and healthy, that means you need to replace minerals. Every minute of your day, your mouth, depending on the condition of it, if it's acidic or more alkaline, and most of the time it's more acidic, the acidity works with the bad bacteria and creates an environment where minerals can be leached out of your teeth. Wow. It also creates an environment where gingivitis sets in, or the inflammation of your gum tissue sets in. And it's, if we continue to use the products that we're using, they're not going to promote long-term health of your teeth because there's nothing in them to replace the minerals. So my number one thing to tell people is when you when you brush your teeth, the goal of brushing your teeth is to replace the minerals that you're losing. By doing that, you're going to be creating the environment that's going to maintain the mineral level inside your teeth anyway, because you're going to be using something that has the minerals in it and most likely has the right pH balance and the right ingredients.
That's interesting. So you're just changing the intention, right?
Totally.
You're cleaning your teeth. You're creating, you're giving your teeth nutrients. You're giving your gums nutrients.
Right, because the ingredients that are in commercial toothpaste is like SLS, sodium lauryl sulfate. It's toxic. Not only is it toxic to you, but it's destroying, it's harsh on your gum tissue, and it's destroying good bacteria inside your mouth. So here's the key. This is what I usually tell people. You know, don't worry about cleaning your teeth, because cleaning your teeth is basically going to happen with a toothbrush and water. A toothbrush and water will do the same thing at cleaning your teeth as putting anything on your toothbrush. In fact, I usually recommend that over I call it Toxipaste or regular toothpaste. Mm-hmm. What's really very interesting is if we get back to nature and what was given to us is our saliva. So most people don't produce enough saliva. That has a lot to do with diet, has to do with stress, it has to do with hydration level, but it also has to do with the condition inside your mouth. And if you're using harsh ingredients, you could be drying out your mouth as well. The saliva that you produce has a couple of functions. And one of the things it does is washes away the food particles inside your mouth after you eat. That's why when you eat, you actually salivate more, is to keep your teeth clean. It also helps to neutralize acid. Acid buildup with bacteria inside your mouth can produce plaque and also produce cavities, cause the bacteria that causes cavities and creates that environment. And it also leaches minerals out of your teeth. And then the other function, there's two more functions of your saliva. The other function is as you swallow your saliva, you're supposed happens is bacteria from inside your mouth down into your intestine. The problem with probiotics and our thinking of our gut health is that we believe our gut starts down about 12 inches below our mouth. And that's simply not true. It really starts inside your mouth. And the bacteria that lives in your mouth is completely different than the bacteria in your gut. And that bacteria is really important to feed and seed your gut. In fact, babies are born basically sterile. And because mother's milk actually contains good bacteria, that is the feeding and seeding. It starts at birth, the feeding and seeding of your good bacteria. That's what builds the baby's immune system, is through the mouth. So the other thing that your saliva does is it carries minerals in it, and that's the natural way to remineralize your teeth. So if you have sensitive to hot and cold liquids, or you're cavity prone, that's the indication that you're losing more minerals than you're actually replacing. And in this day and age, just with our saliva and the diet that we eat, we're probably not getting enough minerals, because the soil is extremely depleted of minerals now. So,
So what are the minerals that are most common that you have in these nutrient dense toothpaste and mouth cleansers and nutrient rich oral care products?
So your goal when you brush your teeth is to replace minerals. And then the cleaning basically comes natural, because you're going to be brushing anyway. Mm-hmm. And what I found, so basically, let me tell you my little story. And that's a good lead into why the products that I created contain the ingredients that they contain. So my daughter is now 10 years old. And about 8 years ago, one of her molars came in, and it came in with a natural cavity in it, and it happened in utero. It was most likely, it's a natural defect. It was most likely related to like a day I had a fever or something like that. So she had a molar, came in with a cavity. We took her to the dentist. The dentist looked at the cavity or the molar and said, you know, she's 2. This molar should last until she's about 12 or 13. However, because of the condition of the cavity, most likely she's going to lose this tooth within a year. We'll put a temporary filling in it and hope for the best. If the temporary filling gets us enough time, then we'll be able to put a permanent filling in. But he said he didn't expect the tooth to last a year. So me being the nurse and being the mom and being very natural, decided it was time to look at what the structure of the tooth and why, you know, what what can I do to keep that tooth strong and healthy? So I started doing some research and realized very quickly that if I continued brushing her teeth with what I was brushing her teeth with, which was like a Tom's, it was like a natural product. But if I continued using that, there was no hope for the tooth, that the tooth was really heading down that destructive path because there was no minerals in it to keep it strong. So I started researching, you know, what minerals are in the teeth and what kind of ingredient can I use to put on that tooth. And what I found was calcium and phosphorus are the most abundant in the enamel of your tooth. And that's the hard outer part of the tooth that you see. In fact, when we talk about white teeth, everybody wants a white smile, right? Your enamel is the thickest part of your tooth, and it's actually the whitest part of your tooth. When your enamel starts to wear thin, you start to see the next layer underneath your enamel, and that layer is the dentin, and that layer tends to be grayish, bluish, or yellowish. So for some people, when they start to wear enough of their enamel down, their teeth start to look yellowish or grayish naturally without any other problem or, you know, things going on. And when they try to use peroxide to whiten their teeth, it hurts like crazy because that enamel is so thin and peroxide damages the enamel even more. So when I discovered that it has calcium, phosphorus, and a bunch of other minerals, I started looking for something that was mineral rich, that was safe to use in the mouth. And I discovered Dr. Weston Price, who is or was around the 1900s, was a dentist. And he did a lot of research about the third world countries and why their dental health was so good. He has pictures of third world men and women country, you know, with big smiles, huge teeth,
that all the time.
Yeah. And what he discovered was basically the diet that they were eating was very mineral rich. The soil was mineral rich. They weren't eating processed foods, you know, during the Industrial Revolution and, you know, with the, you know, modern food that we eat now, we get very little nutrients from our food this day. And even when you're eating organic food, the soil, organic soil, is very, it's all mineral depleted. So I like to put it in perspective that about 50 or 60 years ago, our grandparents could have eaten one carrot and gotten a lot of minerals out of that carrot, where we'd have to eat probably 6 to 8 carrots today to get those same minerals. So, and when those people, the third world country, when those people came to the U.S., immediately their dental health declined, and then the rest of their health declined. They started getting heart disease and diabetes, and they were obese and cancer and things like that. So he found that clay in the soil has so many minerals in it, and that's what was keeping them healthy, was their diet consisted of a mineral rich diet. So I decided to try mineral clay. So I use 3 different clays. I use bentonite clay, white kaolin clay, and French green clay. And they all have minerals in them. They are composed a little bit different. French green is my favorite addition to my tooth powder because it comes from the sea. So it has the phytonutrients from algae, which really, really helps your gum tissues and decreases the inflammation inside your mouth. While the other two primarily support the remineralization. So as you're brushing your teeth and you're cleaning the surface of your tooth, the minerals that are in the tooth powder are in the ion form, which are not absorbable by the human body. So even though I know the big question always comes up about lead in clay is natural. In fact, it's in soil. This is what people get concerned about when they brush with clay. But lead is normal in soil. So anytime you eat a carrot or anything that grows in the soil, there's a certain amount of lead, but the lead is in the ion form, the same with the clay. So it's not absorbable. It just passes out of your body. So the same thing in the clay, but the important part is that the minerals are in the ion form, and that is the part, that's the form that your teeth actually need to replace minerals. So you can actually rebuild your enamel a layer by layer of minerals as you're brushing your teeth and keeping them clean. The cool thing about clay, it's the perfect medium for your mouth because it detoxifies your gum tissue, which is primarily what you want to do anyway. Inside your mouth, it's the environment where you're exposed to toxins every single day, and you don't even realize it. and your gum tissue can hold on to those toxins. So the clay actually binds so strongly to toxins that once it binds, it doesn't let go and you spit it out. That's why people do a clay detox, internal clay detox as well. But it whitens your teeth. Clay, the same thing with toxins as with stains. It binds to the stains from like coffee and tea, smoking, and red wine and foods. Certain foods will also stain your teeth. But it binds to those stains and helps to remove them from your teeth so your teeth will look whiter. But it also rebuilds your enamel, which is the white part of your tooth. So the stronger your teeth, the thicker your enamel and the whiter your smile is going to be naturally. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing that clay does, which is really, really important, is that it doesn't disrupt your natural pH inside your mouth and it doesn't kill your good bacteria, because your good bacteria likes a more alkaline pH and bad bacteria likes a more acidic environment. So it will kill the bad stuff and get rid of it and pull it out of your mouth, but it's not going to kill your good bacteria, which is going to allow your immune system to reestablish and you're going to feel healthier.
So does this compound resemble, feel, and or taste like regular toothpaste?
So what's really cool, I kept mine in the powder form. And the reason I didn't convert it to paste, we may make a paste in the future, but what I love about the powder form is that it's 100% concentrated. The minute you make it into a paste of some sort, you're adding something to it that dilutes the mineral content. So I like to keep it in the powder form. It tastes, now my flavors are very similar to what you're used to. So I have a peppermint flavor, I have spearmint flavor, I have black peppermint and black spearmint, which has charcoal added for added whitening power and added detoxification. I also have like a cinnamon flavor and a kid's flavor for kids, because kids love this. They hate frothing in the mouth. This isn't going to froth in your mouth, but it's going to super deep clean your mouth. Mm. And it tastes good. And when you're brushing, you only need a tiny bit. Just a tiny bit is all you need. I usually tell people you just wet your toothbrush and you dip it in the powder. What's on your brush is all you brush with. It's super simple.
And you recommend normal length of time, you know, a minute to 2 minutes. Like if you're using a ultrasonic or one of the other Oral-B, you can use that as well.
Yep. Nothing else changes in your routine. You brush for 2 minutes is your standard. And then any toothbrush that you want, I just suggest it's a soft toothbrush because the firmer the brush, the more damage you can do to your teeth and your gum tissue. So a soft toothbrush. I have one on, we sell one that has charcoal infused in the bristles. It's a bamboo handle with charcoal infused in the bristles for added detoxification and cleaning power. But you can use a sonic toothbrush as well. Sonic works really well with it. So yeah, nothing changes in your routine. It's just what you're changing. And then I also recommend using something on your gum tissue. I created a gum serum that has olive oil in it. It's an olive oil base with essential oils in it that increase blood flow, increase circulation, decrease inflammation. They're antimicrobial and bacterial, so all that bad stuff can't grow, but it does support your gum tissue in establishing your good biome, your oral biome. That prevents gingivitis or the breakdown of your gum tissue. And gum tissue breakdown starts in your teens. Most people don't become aware of it until they're 40, which means for about 15 years, they've really been suffering from gum disease and haven't really noticed or done anything. So that's 15 years you've got inflammation getting inside your body. What's really kind of interesting is we've heard a lot these days about biofilm and how the bacteria creates biofilm to prevent you from being able to destroy the bacteria. Do you know what the most common biofilm in your body is?
No, I'm not even going to guess and sound like an idiot.
No, it's plaque. Plaque is a biofilm, and so is the coating on your teeth. So you really should scrape your tongue. But plaque is the most common biofilm, and it gets between your gum tissue as your gum tissue starts to break down and you start to get that separation between your tooth and your gums. The plaque, the bacteria hides in there and creates this biofilm, which makes it very difficult to get rid of the plaque. And then the inflammation that's created the plaque has actually been found to be similar to the plaque found in heart disease. So they believe that that's the correlation between heart disease and gum disease, is that plaque is basically the same thing. It's the inflammation getting inside your body.
I love this. I love it. It's so important. I use actually dental hygiene in so many examples when I'm training people, because it's something we do automatic, right? We learned it, it's a habit, it's a choice, right? Mm-hmm. But it's something we just naturally do. And, you know, when people are like, oh, I don't have time, or, you know, I try to like create associations. Like one, for instance, is balancing. So I, you know, balance is something that you need to do to age gracefully at any age. And I believe the earlier you start, the better you're going to be later on. If you're brushing your teeth, balance on your right foot in the morning, balance on your left foot in the evening, if you're brushing your teeth twice a day, hopefully, right?
Yeah, so right.
It's something we do all the time. And I can't like, I can't say it enough and or like say it with so much emphasis that your oral hygiene is so important for your overall health and fitness. I mean, this is really, I think, the core of it, you know, no pun intended there. It really, really, truly is. If you're not taking care of your teeth, you're not taking care of your bank account, and you're not taking care of your health and your fitness, because
Absolutely.
All those things are choices. You're thinking about, you know, longevity, aging gracefully, being able to smile, have good oral hygiene, I think is so important. It's actually was one of, I mean, I'm married now, but it was one of my things that pet peeves that if I met somebody, if they didn't have good oral hygiene and or habits,
right.
No questions asked.
Well, we've all heard, we've grown up with the term or the phrase, good health begins in your mouth, but nobody knows why. Like nobody understands why. The dentists don't tell you. In fact, most of them don't even know. In fact, most dentists will tell you, or hygienists will tell you, you cannot heal a cavity. You can't. And I like to laugh and say, well, you're probably exactly right. If you are using off the shelf brands of toothpaste and mouthwash, you're absolutely right. You will never heal a cavity because you're using the wrong thing. You're creating an acidic environment. You're destroying all your good bacteria, and you're not putting minerals back inside your teeth. So you will never heal a cavity. But the possibility of healing a cavity is very, very real. And it does happen. I've got thousands, hundreds of thousands of testimonies of people that have had, my favorite one is a woman who had six cavities and one of them needed a root canal. And so she bought my Dirty Mouth tooth powder as one of like the last things that she could possibly do. She was a last ditch effort at doing anything for her oral hygiene. So she bought the Dirty Mouth tooth powder, was brushing with it for a couple weeks, went back to get her root canal, sat down in the chair. They looked at her mouth and said, her name's Miss Gibbs. Miss Gibbs, you have only one cavity and it doesn't need a root canal. So it literally healed five of her teeth. And the one that needed a root canal healed it enough that she didn't even need a filling or anything on it. So Incredible. She was sent home. So if you're using the right products, of course, obviously stress and diet, like you say, it's not just one thing. It's the whole package. You have to keep balance everywhere in your life. Yeah. And your mouth is just one place that we have grown accustomed to just buying off the shelf and thinking that everything's okay. And this is the best I can do. It's got fluoride, which is another whole nightmare. You know, but we're not really doing anything to promote our health when we're doing that. And if you want to make a simple change in your health, it starts inside your mouth. You'll change not just the inside of your mouth, the look and the feel. Your teeth are going to be cleaner. They're going to be whiter. Your breath is going to be fresher. But you're also going to be changing the amount of inflammation inside your body, inside your gut. Your immune system's going to be much stronger. I know that since I've done this with my own oral hygiene, I don't get sick like I used to. The common cold doesn't take me down. And it's primarily because you're exposed right through your mouth. And if you can support with a good oral biome, a good immune system inside your mouth, most of the time when I get sick, it's a sniffle here and the next day it's gone. So that's it.
Very cool. So I think it was the 60s or the 50s, the government decided that fluoride was good for our mouth, and they started to infuse it into our water systems. You think otherwise? Fluoride is not good for you.
Well, fluoride's a neurotoxin, okay. And in too much, in a dosage too high, causes neurotoxicity, but it also causes the discoloration of the enamel, which is permanent. But it also can cause problems with the bone as well. So don't forget, you've got two places where these minerals are causing, you know, calcification or hardness for a reason. The first is your enamel, and it's super, super strong, made by minerals. And the second is your bone tissue, your bone. And, you know, in my opinion, if you believe that you can heal a broken bone, then you should believe that you can heal a cavity, because it's all about the minerals being present and the right condition inside your mouth or your body to heal that bone properly. So the other problem with fluoride is that, you know, they put it in our water, they put it in our toothpaste, and they put it in some foods and things like that. Over the years, our dental health has not improved. So right there's the sign that, you know, people are still getting cavities. So if it was working, why do the dentists still drill, fill, and bill? You know, why is that their motto? It should have wiped out cavities, and dentists should have been scrambling to find, you know, different ways to generate income by keeping teeth healthy. And instead, it's the drill, fill, bill still, where, you know, come in, you get it, you have a cavity, let's fill it. So it hasn't really changed anything in our dental health. When you look at the anatomy of a tooth, the teeth, the enamel, and the dentin, which is the layer underneath, are rich in minerals. In fact, your enamel is actually harder than your bone, and it's that way because of the environment that it lives in. It has to deal with a more acidic environment a lot of the time. But what's interesting is when you brush with fluoride or are exposed to fluoride, fluoride actually replaces minerals inside your teeth. The thought was that it was going to make it resistant to cavities, but that's not true. We're still getting cavities. The main thing is that it's moving and busting out those minerals that you really want. That's the long-term health of your tooth, is those minerals. And it's replacing minerals inside your teeth with fluoride, which is toxic and can cause all sorts of issues. The other interesting thing that I like to point out to people is when you know, if you're brushing with a fluoride toothpaste, we don't really pay attention to a serving size when we're doing toothpaste, right? Because a true serving size is the size of a pea. And I have never seen someone brushed with the size of a pea. Yeah. It's always that big, you know, that S swirl.
Yeah.
So when you read the back of a a toothpaste that has fluoride, it says if more than the recommended dosage is swallowed, call poison control.
Wow.
And that is because fluoride is a toxin, and a pea size. And how many kids are swallowing toothpaste? I mean, that's what they do. They don't spit it out. They swallow it. So if we're giving our kids more than what their serving size is, and they're actually swallowing it, really fluoride is a toxin that's they're swallowing inside their body. And it's at a dosage that could be harmful, because more than that dose, you're supposed to call poison control.
Mm-hmm. Now, I heard you say earlier, you mentioned that during your pregnancy, you might've had a fever that caused a cavity in your daughter's mouth that had to be addressed at a very early age. Is oral hygiene very important during pregnancy? And I'm asking kind of the loaded question, because my wife and I are embarking on this journey soon.
How exciting. Yes. You know what? I'm glad you asked that. So there's nothing like what I described happened to my daughter, that's normal and that's natural to have something like that. Some women, like the teeth get affected during pregnancy when a woman has something happen, like a fever, like I said, a cold, an illness or something like that.
Okay.
But for the mother, like the mother's dental health is extremely important for baby. And what's really interesting is that women postpartum, not thinking about it, of course, during pregnancy, but postpartum, all typically suffer from sensitive teeth, and they don't understand why. And it's mainly because of the hormone changes, the hormone switches and up and down, and the increase and decrease of blood flow everywhere. Your teeth tend to lose minerals during pregnancy. And you don't necessarily know that's happening until postpartum, baby's delivered, and all of a sudden you can't eat anything cold or hot because your teeth are sensitive. So it's really, really important to keep your mouth clean and remineralized. So I always suggest the dirty mouth tooth powder pre-pregnancy, and then obviously just continuing with it because it's going to be the best thing for you. But making sure that your mouth is in good condition is going to help the baby have a good immune system and a good, you know, development as well.
I think I know what you're going to answer to this, but I'm going to ask it anyway. What How long do you anticipate somebody seeing the benefits and or the results? We're all in this world of quick fixes, seeing immediate change. Can you set an expectation, you know, for somebody who starts this new routine?
So it depends on the condition that you're walking in with, obviously. But I can tell you that most people notice a difference within 2 to 3 brushings. So that's...
I was going to say 1 day as soon as you start. That's what I thought you would say.
So it takes about 3 days to destroy your good bacteria inside your mouth. So what I usually tell people when they, if they run out of my dirty mouth tooth powder, the worst thing that you can do is go buy toothpaste, because within 3 days, you've just killed all the good bacteria inside your mouth. Mm. The same thing is true. It doesn't take long to rebuild your good bacteria. It doesn't take long for minerals. Minerals, like your body was built for this. Your body was meant to have minerals go in and go out inside your mouth, depending on pH and bacteria and health condition and all sorts of things. So it doesn't take long to reestablish a healthy biome and good teeth. It just really depends. Like, obviously, if you have a lot of decay, it's going to take longer to reestablish a good biome and a healthier enamel. And some teeth may not survive just by the condition of the teeth. But on an average person whose teeth might just be sensitive and they're just starting with gum disease, or they just get bleeding gums or sensitive gums, most people are telling me, people, especially people with sensitivities to teeth, to hot and cold, tell me within 2 days they can drink and eat hot and cold foods again without a problem. It happens very quickly, which is really interesting.
Very cool.
And my daughter, by the way, let me just finish my daughter's story, because I always never tell the ending. So she's 10. We've been brushing her teeth with my clay-based tooth powder since she was 2. And she still has that original temporary filling in place. And there's been no issues with that tooth. So,
very cool.
Yeah.
I love it. Testimonials at home are, I think, the best, you know, because it's tried and true. You know, you see it every day. You know what's working. You know how much or how little you're doing. So you could really use it as a way to influence others. Now, I see my dentist and hygienist every 6 months. Should I keep that schedule?
So that's totally up to you. I usually recommend that you still see your dentist at your next appointment and even keep the one. So if you go every 6 months, I would probably do 2 6-month appointments, because you just want to make sure that you're still on the right track. I can tell you that most dentists will tell you, oh my gosh, your gums look much better and your teeth look really good and there's not as much plaque. Believe it or not, clay does not allow, it keeps plaque or the bacteria so soft that when you brush it out. They will tell you that your mouth and your teeth look so much better. If you tell them what you're doing, most of them will tell you, oh no, you need to use fluoride. So, you know, be prepared for that, because you know that you want to continue doing what's getting you the best results, but your dentist might not be on board with that. Unless you're seeing a holistic or natural dentist, they will probably be okay with it. But most dentists don't understand what I'm talking about. They don't understand it.
Yeah.
So that's part of my goal, is to reach as many dentists as possible so they can start to understand that you don't have to deal with cavities. People can actually prevent them. It's actually very, very simple to prevent them. After, you know, 2 visits and you're getting great, you know, checkups, then that's up to you. If you want to go once a month, once every 2 years, you know, whatever. I have people that, you know, don't really visit the dentist unless they have a real issue anymore, because their oral hygiene is really in good condition. So
awesome. Well, no one likes to go to the dentist, so I can't see why somebody wouldn't want to jump on board with this. How and where do people go to get on board? How do they get the products? I know you said you wanted to offer a very generous discount to our listeners. Can you give us some more info?
Yeah. So my website is primallifeorganics.com. You can look at all of my dental products are there. I want to talk a little bit about the teeth whitener with you, because Steve, so many people want whiter teeth. And up until now, the only natural or the only product available to whiten your teeth with is like whitening strips or mouthpieces that use peroxide. In fact, even dentist offices, they use peroxide. And peroxide stings and it burns and it hurts. And I know I've done them in the past.
Yeah,
and
I've done that too, man. It does. It makes your teeth so sensitive.
Sensitive. And it's because you've lost minerals out of your teeth. That's the first signal that your mouth is in trouble, is when you have sensitive teeth or you have, I usually say bad breath is actually the very first sign that your mouth is in trouble, because bad breath is an imbalance between good and bad bacteria. And when the bad bacteria is growing more than the good bacteria, you end up with bad breath. And that's really the first signal that your mouth is out of balance. With My Dirty Mouth tooth powder, that's one thing. People started emailing me when I started selling it. And they were like, I just have a question. I don't have bad breath anymore. Is this normal? Am I supposed to have that? And I had to reverse engineer it to figure it out. But I just realized, you know, it's letting you, your good bacteria thrive and kill the bad stuff that causes bad breath. You weren't supposed to. We're so ingrained to have bad breath. Wake up, brush your teeth with that stuff and rinse your mouth out with the other stuff that is actually causing all these problems. So ditch that stuff. You let your body rebalance and do what it does naturally. And you really should have good teeth, white teeth, clean teeth, mineral rich teeth, and good gum tissue and good breath. So, my natural teeth. So up until now, peroxide, what it does is it dehydrates your enamel and it can cause, it's very harsh on your gum tissue and it's harsh on your esophagus. And it dehydrates your enamel, which is what makes it, your teeth appear whiter. So the stronger the peroxide, the more dehydrated your teeth, the more white your teeth will appear. And as your teeth rehydrate over time, the discoloration will come back a little bit. But it's just not safe. It's toxic and it's painful. So what I did was create a system that is completely natural and it does more than just whiten your teeth. It's really cool because all these things that you and I have just been talking about, I put into basically one teeth whitening system to reestablish your good bacteria inside your mouth, to help heal your gum tissue, to help whiten your teeth, clean your teeth, and remineralize your teeth. And it's my Real White teeth whitening system that uses the gel that I created, uses an olive oil base. If anybody's ever done oil pulling is usually done with coconut oil.
Yeah, you do it in the teeth.
You do it?
I've done it. Yeah. I did it for a few months.
Yeah. And it takes a long time. So here's the fun thing. The tooth powder that I created does the exact same thing as oil pulling, but it's actually better because it has the minerals in it and it only takes 2 minutes. You don't have to spend 20 minutes. Good. But most people oil pull with coconut oil because olive oil tastes so bad alone. But olive oil is actually better for your gum tissue and it's better for pulling toxins and things like that. So it's the whitening gel is an olive oil base. So it's good for your gums and it's good for your teeth. It has activated charcoal in it. It's going to help remove surface stains. It also has some clay in it. I have two types of clay in it to help remineralize your teeth, to keep them stronger, rebuild the enamel, the white part of your teeth. So it's going to whiten them a couple different ways. And then it also helps with your gum tissue. It has essential oils in it as well that help stimulate your gums and help whiten your teeth and do all those same things. But the device itself is really cool. It plugs into your cell phone. And it has blue and red LED lights. And I know you and I before were talking about red LED lights.
One of my favorites. It's so great.
Yeah. What do you like? Tell everybody about the red LED lights and what you like about it.
So I first learned about the red LED lights a little over a year ago. I was at Dave Asprey's Bulletproof Conference here in Los Angeles. And
yeah, I was there.
You were? Awesome. Yeah. And I saw the light therapy booth and was intrigued, and I sat and talked with them, and then I tried it out. I lied in the bed, and you know, it was a really cool experience. And there were definitely certain little tweaks that, I mean, when you're active and you're playing the game and you're doing what we do, like, you're bound to have a little injuries, you know, little tweaks, little imbalances. And so I started to apply it over the past year and a half, and I definitely noticed the difference almost immediately within a couple of minutes of the application. And just most recently, there's this new place that opened up here called Next Health, where they actually provide all these LED lighting. It's almost like going to tanning booths of the old day, but you can go in like the full body ones and you can go in the just the head ones. And so I'm a huge fan of it. I think it's non-invasive. It's quick. It's easy. It's affordable. There are home units that you can have. And it's becoming a little bit more accessible, you know, especially here in a market like Los Angeles, where, you know, health and healthcare, personal healthcare is really of high value. But there's so much benefit to it. I, you know, it's one of those things, I think sometimes you have to try it and use it to really get a sense of what it could be. Otherwise you're like, well, it's just a light, right? I don't see or feel anything. But it's not just about sometimes feeling it in that immediate moment. it's the preventative too. It's the long-term care that's going to show up. Like within a year when you're like, oh, wow, you know what? I'm moving better. I'm 44 years old and I'm playing and doing things that I was doing in my 20s, you know, more efficiently and better without pain free, being pain free and seeing my friends and colleagues who are in pain all the time. These are some of those testimonials that I do believe the value of the red light therapy and all this alternative therapy as well. So I'm interested to find out how it's applied to your teeth. I can see that that'd be no different. I'm actually going to buy yours, but in the meantime, I'm going to take my light therapy and like shove it up against my teeth.
Also, I'm going to send you a care package. I'm going to send you one. So, but yes, you're exactly right. And what's really cool about LED light is that there's no side effects. There's no bad effects from it. So it's not like you're trading off on it. Like a lot of things, you know, you're trading off good for, there's always going to be something, but so far there's not any issues. In fact, it's safe and people, pregnant women can actually use red light therapy as well. Nice. So it is actually safe during pregnancy. So that tells you that it's really a safe treatment. So we decided, so we made our LED teeth whitener. It plugs into your cell phone. It plugs into any USB port. So it's very portable. There's no charging. It's a food grade silicone mouthpiece that doesn't need any molding. So it can be used by multiple people if you want. And we put, originally we had just blue light. So blue light, it still has blue light. It has 12 blue lights. It does your top and your bottom teeth at the same time. In about 20 minutes a day, a treatment is done. So, and the blue light will help whiten your teeth and it will help to kill the bad bacteria, not the good bacteria, just the bad bacteria. The red light, so we had this idea, it was about a year ago. We were talking to some biological dentist, and it was actually at the Natural Products Expo out there in Anaheim. And he saw our blue light mouthpiece and he said, you know what, if you could put red light on here, this would be the bomb. This yes. is what every dentist should have. And you know, the nurse in me was like, what? Okay, you're right. So I knew what red light therapy does for the body. And I thought, what is the best healing modality, you know, and where would you really need that? Inside your mouth. So your gum tissue, so that it can prevent your gums from getting leaky and leaking all that bad stuff into your body. So the red light, we put four red lights on the LED teeth whitener. So while you're doing your treatment, you're actually helping your gums heal as well and yeah. supporting that tissue. Because red light therapy, in case anybody doesn't know, speeds healing, it reduces inflammation,
increases collagen
and increases circulation and all those good things. So yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love it. This is so cool. You are outstanding. I love it. This is such a great topic. I can keep going on. But in light of the time, your time sensitivity, and I know listeners tend to check out, and I think this is one of the most important areas of our discussion here. I'm going to make sure that I highlight this in the show notes. I really, again, want people to go to visit your site, buy their products. There's a note, I want to say something too, and I'm certain that these products that you're offering are of a high standard, great value, and they produce the results. With that is going to come a little bit larger price tag, right? So buying Colgate, you know, for $2 or whatever, 99 cents is going to be way less expensive, you know, and I don't know your pricing, but it's going to be, you know, less expensive than what your teeth products are going to be. What I want to drive home is that you get what you pay for, right? Mm-hmm. And you have to invest in your healthcare and in your health so that you get the benefits back. You pay less, you're going to get less. So, you know, if you're listening to this and, you know, you go to the site and the prices are a little bit higher than what you would anticipate, don't be alarmed. You're going to be offering a great discount here, which we're super grateful for. But I'm a big believer in, like, again, you get what you pay for. Don't be cheap on your health.
Yeah. And I totally agree. And when you, what's really interesting though, is it costs a little bit more up front. If you get my 1 ounce tooth powder, which is enough for 3 months, it's about $20. So it's really not that much more expensive when you break it down to a monthly thing. But the long term, like you talked about, not suffering from colds, like think about every time you get a cold, I would run out and spend $60 on like natural stuff to fight my cold and feel better.
Cough syrup is $20.
Oh, right. So you're going to not have that as much. And then the dentist, like your chair time in the dentist office is going to be so much more enjoyable. It's going to be a quick cleaning and you're out the door. You're going to be saving money on everything else that you would normally be having done at the dentist office. So it like you said, it's something that you have to look at as a long-term plan, not ouch. That's a lot more than my tube of Toxapaste. So, and I want to tell people you can go to it's called naturalteethwhiteners.com is where you can get 50% off the teeth whitening kit. And with that, you will also be able to get a package. So if you purchase that, it'll also give you an offer to buy a package of it's our dental starter kit, which you'll get everything that you need to detoxify your mouth and get your mouth set back straight so that it can improve your health, not hinder it.
I love it. And I feel that this is such an important value that I'm going to add this onto my site as well with that offer and the link so that people can go if they don't remember this link. But where can they find you and where can they stay in touch with you, ask you questions, stay in your social media and just stay in your life?
Yeah. So primallifeorganics.com is the website, but you can also find me on Facebook, Primal Life Organics. I'm doing Facebook lives all the time. Right now, at this time I go live my scheduled time is every Tuesday at 3 PM where you can join me 3 PM Tuesday, Eastern time. That's Eastern time. And I answer questions. People interact with me. I'm right there. I'm the CEO answering your questions. So it's unique because no other company does this, where you get to talk directly to the person who makes the products and handles all the product details day to day. So, and then Instagram, we're on Instagram, Primal Life Org, Twitter as well, Primal Life Org, and everything else, all the social media channels you can find us.
Love it. I love it. I love it. Again, thank you so much for all this info. I know it's just the tip of the iceberg and really it's just the beginning. I see so much more value in this and would love to have an opportunity to meet you. If you do go to another show out here, please let me know. I'd love to be there, support you, or just show up and meet you face-to-face. I thank you for your time, for your expertise, and for raising the standards of oral health care. Again, I think it's such an important topic, and the information you're providing is invaluable. So again, thanks so much.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for having me on. If anybody has any questions, you can also reach us at support@primallifeorganics.com.
Awesome. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed the podcast. And one more thing before you take off. Would you like to receive a short email from me one time a week on Fridays? 5 to Thrive Fridays is a way for me to keep you expanding your health and fitness with 5 of the coolest things that I find interesting or ideas that I've been thinking about. Health and fitness books, trends, foods, recipes, supplements, anything to keep you feeling healthy and fit over the weekend and beyond. Visit stevejordan.com and click on the hashtag #IAmHealthyAndFit to leave your email address. And one more important note, if you found this podcast motivating, inspiring, or educational, please share with your family, your friends, coworkers, or anyone that you know who needs to improve their health or fitness. Take a screenshot of this podcast and share on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or any other social media platform. Taking the initiative to share not only helps the people you share it with, but it will help you because the law of giving to get. You see, when you give with generosity without expectation, you will receive more for doing so. And this holds true when you want to be healthy and fit, my friends. This is another exercise that I prescribe to all of my clients. And those that have taken it on have undoubtedly seen the most results. So please, take a few more minutes of your time and do it now. Thank you again for listening. I am healthy and fit.